On today's episode of Locked On Oilers, the Battle of Alberta didn't go the Oilers' way. What went wrong and what are the Edmonton Oilers doing looking forward to the Buffalo Sabres? All that and much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host and former Oilers game day producer, Brett Holden. As mentioned on today's episode, the Battle of Alberta just didn't go the Oilers' way. What went wrong and what really happened in that first edition of the Battle of Alberta? That'll be coming up in just a second, but also on today's episode, the Oilers play the Buffalo Sabres tomorrow in Edmonton. So what can you expect from the Edmonton Oilers lineup and from the Buffalo Sabres as well? We will talk about that a little later on. Also, to wrap up today's episode, we are going to be heading south to Bakersfield as the AHL season gets started. How are the Bakersfield Condors doing in the first couple of games of the season? A couple of interesting storylines to follow down there as the season gets started. All of that and so much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcast. Alrighty, let's start off with the bad really today, and that is coming out of the Battle of Alberta. A tough 4-3 loss for the Edmonton Oilers on Saturday, the first edition of the Battle of Alberta. And realistically, it started off the way it ended in the playoffs. A couple of early goals for the Calgary Flames. And really, that's been the issue for the Edmonton Oilers since game one of this season, the Calgary Flames game as well, game four, game three, game two, game one of the Western Conference Final. Well, really, other than game three, where the Edmonton Oilers scored the first goal at home, and then Evander Kane hit Nazem Kadri from behind and broke his thumb. Also, it was really the story of the playoffs for the Edmonton Oilers last year, and it just continued. Four goals for the Calgary Flames in the first 10 minutes and 18 seconds of the game, all four coming off of Jack Campbell. After that fourth goal, Stuart Skinner did come into the game, and since then, he gave the Edmonton Oilers a chance. Those four goals in 10 minutes and 18 seconds were all the Calgary Flames got in that game. They were all the Calgary Flames needed, but all they got as well in that game after Stuart Skinner came in. A fantastic 31 for 31 appearance for Stuart Skinner. 31 saves on 31 shots, 7 of those coming on a shorthanded basis. Now, maybe that's something we can start on there. I wasn't a big fan of the officiating of that game, and you can take a look at the stats yourself. They were not pointed in one way or the other for either team. But it's the Battle of Alberta. There were a couple of calls early, especially in those games, that you're just sitting there going, everybody came here. This is the first primetime game of the season on Hockey Night in Canada, Battle of Alberta, the first one since the first playoff series since 1991, and the game was over-policed. It kind of took the sting out of the Battle of Alberta a little bit. The bad slashing calls on each side after the first goal, as the Oilers are trying to make some sort of impression after they have had a flat start, and then the refs just go and take that ability out of their hands for no reason. Yes, they took both players, and that is clearly why. I don't think it's either way, and I don't think that's why the Oilers lost in any way. I'm saying that has taken the sting out of the Battle of Alberta, the first Battle of Alberta since the playoffs. But Really, it was the Edmonton Oilers who beat themselves. 19 giveaways for the Edmonton Oilers. Obviously, those four goals in 10 minutes and 18 seconds. But they also allowed 42 shots against. 42. 31 of them since Stuart Skinner joined the game at the 10-18 mark. Talk today has been whether or not the Edmonton Oilers need a new shutdown defenseman. All the chatter and the eyes are now on Jacob Chychrun, whether he is the guy, whether he will or will not be the guy. We'll wait to see. But as many of us, mostly myself, will be eating our words saying, I didn't think the Edmonton Oilers needed another defenseman. Now, it sounds like Marcus Niemelainen will be joining the Edmonton Oilers here soon, but that was under the assumption that all the Oilers would be playing their best. That would also be under the impression that Philip Broberg was in the lineup. Philip Broberg hasn't played well enough to be in the lineup. Ryan Murray is in that spot, and Ryan Murray, yes, it's only two games in, but had his worst game as an Edmonton Oiler. It wasn't very good. After a game where a lot of people went, oh, okay, now we understand why he made the lineup. Now it sounds like Niemelainen will get the call up at some point this week. When that is, we'll wait and to see. But Jay Woodcroft has said that the issue for the Edmonton Oilers, especially on Saturday, was that they had no fight around the net. They didn't give Jack Campbell a chance after Jack Campbell would make the initial save, more specifically on the first goal and on the fourth goal. And you saw that in the play in the preseason as well. Nils Höglander scored a goal on the Edmonton Oilers in Abbotsford after a poor, poor effort by Philip Broberg. The Edmonton Oilers don't have that guy right now in that defensive core, maybe other than Darnell Nurse, who really is a dog in front of that net. The Edmonton Oilers need a big body. Cody Ceci can do that too, but they're both on the same pairing. They can't be out there for the entire game. You need to spread the wealth. Jacob Chychrun would be a guy to do that. But that's for another episode as well. I was not in the Jacob Chychrun boat at all. But now after this start, the Edmonton Oilers clearly need another shutdown defenseman because the Edmonton Oilers can't be starting every game down three goals. You're not going to win a cup. You're not going to win anything that way. Yes, now when you're down three goals, everybody goes, oh, okay, it's the Edmonton Oilers. They can probably get back into this. And the Edmonton Oilers did. Cody Ceci scored the first goal for the Oilers, assisted by Kyler Yamamoto in his first game back, and Leon Draisaitl. Went into the second period down 4-1. In the second period, Connor McDavid from Evander Kane and Leon Draisaitl on the power play, and Ryan McLeod opening up his 2022-2023 account with an assist from Ryan Murray. That was his first point as an Edmonton Oiler as well. The Edmonton Oilers were not able to find that equalizer in the third period, and it was a little too late. The Edmonton Oilers got outshot in every period by the Calgary Flames. And that's not because the Edmonton Oilers have a superior offensive or forward core than the Calgary Flames. That's because the Edmonton Oilers defensive core could not contain the shots coming from the Calgary Flames. They were not getting in front of shots. They were not keeping the shots from the outside. Calgary Flames were. And even Cody Ceci said, a defenseman mentioned just how good the other team's defensemen were. That is where the Edmonton Oilers need it. So when can the Oilers get that help? We'll wait to see. But the other thing as well is Marcus Niemelainen's getting the call up. How much does that help? Philip Broberg playing as well. Obviously, Broberg's an untouchable. Barry would have to be in a move. There's a lot of intangibles that go into that That's not for a conversation for today, but either way, the Edmonton Oilers lose the first edition of the Battle of Alberta of 2022-23. The next time they go late in October, we'll see if the Edmonton Oilers can pull one back there. Because as me and a lot of Edmonton Oilers fans are not too happy about some of the backlash that not only maybe Jack Campbell has had, but mostly coming from the Calgary Flames. Either way, it's the second game of the season. The third game of the season happens on Tuesday night, tomorrow night, against the Buffalo Sabres. So let's get into a little bit of a preview going into that game in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about our partners over at Simply Safe. The numbers don't lie. In the last decade, over 4 million people have chosen Simply Safe Home Security to protect their home. You don't earn the trust of that many people without doing something right. At Simply Safe, your safety is the only thing that matters. I know because I use Simply Safe in my own home. They protect you with cutting-edge security technology powered by 24/7 professional monitoring agents who always have your back. With 24/7 professional monitoring, Simply Safe's agents call you the moment a threat is detected and dispatch police or first responders in case of an emergency, even if you're not home or if you cannot be reached. Simply Safe blankets your home in protection with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door. HD security cameras for inside and outside your home. Smarter ways to detect motion that only alerts you when a threat is real. And even hazard sensors that instantly detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home. Our monitoring experts use proprietary advanced response technology to visually confirm when a break-in is real so you can get the highest priority police dispatch. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/lockedonNHL. Save 20% on your Simply Safe security system when you sign up for an interactive monitoring plan and get your first month free. Visit simplysafe.com/lockedonNHL to learn more. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Now, moving on to the second period of today's episode, as the Edmonton Oilers go up against the Buffalo Sabres tomorrow in Edmonton. The first time the Buffalo Sabres are here in Edmonton this year. Well, the only time, I guess, excuse me, the Sabres are here in town. I wish, the reason why I bring this up is I wish the Sabres would be using their Buffalo head jerseys, but we'll get those soon. We'll see those soon. Those are one of the best jerseys in the league. But the Edmonton Oilers will be wearing their dark blues tomorrow against the Sabres, the same ones that they wore throughout the playoffs. I know a lot of people don't like those jerseys. I don't get why. I really like them. But today at practice, the Edmonton Oilers had a new look once again coming out of that tough Battle of Alberta. Not sure if these will be exactly the lines that we see against the Sabres tomorrow night. But today, the Oilers lined up like this. Evander Kane is back on the top line with Connor McDavid. And Kyler Yamamoto is now on the top line with McDavid and Kane for the Oilers. The second line, Zach Hyman drops down along with Leon Draisaitl and Jesper Puljujärvi make up that second line. The third line stays the same with Dylan Holloway, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and Warren Fogle. And Devin Shore, Ryan McLeod, and Derek Ryan is the fourth line. Brad Malone also taking some reps on that line as well. We will see who goes where in that tomorrow's game. In regards to that fourth line, McLeod will be in the game. I think Derek Ryan is basically a shoo-in as well. The wait to see is basically whether or not Malone or Shore will be in the lineup. Now, on the back end, it stays the same as well. Darnell Nurse and Cody Ceci, that top pairing. Brett Kulak skating alongside Tyson Berry. And Ryan Murray skating alongside Evan Bouchard. Now, that third pairing is where I'm going to start today, as that third pairing was a combined minus five against the Calgary Flames. They had a minus three after 10 minutes and 18 seconds of the game. Ryan Murray, second game really for Ryan Murray. Still within his first impressions with the team, so don't want to give him too much slack here. But Evan Bouchard needs to figure out his defensive ability here. He is supposed to be, maybe not necessarily the next one, but he needs to be a massive part of the Edmonton Oilers' blue line for them to have any sort of success in the future. He already has the puck moving down. He already has the shot down and the offensive abilities down. But the first thing that comes to my mind when we're talking about the Evan Bouchard, really, and his defensive game, is the JT Compher goal in Game 3 in the game that the Edmonton Oilers should have won. When he came out of the penalty box and outworked Evan Bouchard, and Bouchard toe-picked and face-planted into the boards, and JT Compher had a breakaway from basically the top of the face-off dot. Put it between Mike Smith's legs, and that was basically the series right there. You have an entire summer coming back from a horrible memory, a horrible, horrible playoffs for Evan Bouchard. A couple of decent things here and there, but not a fantastic playoff performance, especially defensively. And you come back and you look just the same. You almost sit there and go, what did you work on this summer? Because there hasn't been much of a difference from the last time we saw you to now. And there needs to be growth. Not only for the player, but for the team. And now the Edmonton Oilers are sitting here with Evan Bouchard on the third pairing when he's supposed to be, at one point or any point this season, take over the QB position on the power play one. Because if the Edmonton Oilers do end up trading for another defenseman, whether that's Jacob Chychrun, John Klingberg, whatever that is, Tyson Berry is going to be included in that trade. That means Evan Bouchard will be elevated, A, at 5-on-5, but B, also on that power play. He does take those power play reps at those times. That also means that you have to be more reliable in your defensive end. And right now, I'm not sure if we're seeing that from Evan Bouchard. When will we see it? Because Ryan Murray, now we see he can't play every game. He's not going to. And there's not really going to be much consistency, even though we're in the second game of the season. You're going to need a Philip Broberg at some point coming into that lineup. A Marcus Niemelainen, who's expected to get a call up at some point this season as well. So where does the defensive stability then lie? Tyson Berry has one of the better goals against per 60 minutes on the team, and he's not supposed to. But yet, here we are. So, that needs to change for the Edmonton Oilers. But also, the big note as well for the Edmonton Oilers heading into the game against the Buffalo Sabres. Stuart Skinner is getting the start against the Sabres tomorrow. It seems like a scheduled start for him. Well, I shouldn't say seems like. It is a scheduled start for Skinner there. Important to get him into some games, but it also gives a little bit of trust or maybe confidence, we should say, for the entire fan base, not for Stuart Skinner, but for the fan base after that fantastic outing against the Calgary Flames. I mean, you watched the shoulders of that just... There was that one sequence on the power play for the Calgary Flames where they just peppered Stuart Skinner. And he looked just stand up the entire time. Shoulders square, moved everywhere where the puck was square to the shot everywhere, post to post, was elite quick. Really kept the Oilers in that game there. It'll be a very, very big start for Stuart Skinner, as this is the first start of his real NHL career where he's kind of the expected guy. Not expected guy, but that 1B kind of for the Edmonton Oilers. Very important start for him to start off his full-time career as an NHLer. On the other side for the Buffalo Sabres, they did skate at Rogers Place today. Not at Rogers Place. I'm not 100% sure there. But some interesting notes from their practice. It sounds like maybe not to take a whole lot of... capital, I guess, out of the Buffalo Sabres skates or the Buffalo Sabres lines for today. But here are the Buffalo Sabres lines. Jeff Skinner skating alongside Tage Thompson and Alex Tuck. Casey Mittelstad with Rasmus Asplund and Victor Olofsson. J.J. Paterka and Dylan Cousins alongside Vinny Hinostroza. Jack Quinn on the fourth line with Zemgus Girgensons and Kyle Okpozo. The extra line for the Buffalo Sabres, Peyton Krebs, Riley Sheahan, and Anders Bjork. On the back end, Rasmus Dahlin with Samuelsson, Power with Jukka Harju, and Bryson alongside Ilya Lyubushkin. And their goaltenders there, Eric Comrie and Craig Anderson. That is the other side. Buffalo could be a surprising team. Not sure. Thing is they said openly not to take a whole... Basically, Coach Granato said to take it with a grain of salt. So maybe not the exact lineup that we will see against the Edmonton Oilers tomorrow. But if it is, I kind of like the Oilers' chances tomorrow. Either way, the Edmonton Oilers and the Buffalo Sabres tomorrow night in Edmonton, that's going to be a fun one there. A couple of fun ones that happened over the weekend between the Bakersfield Condors and the Ontario Reign and the Abbotsford Canucks. A couple of close games down there. We will get into that in just a second. But first, I just want to thank you for making Locked On Oilers your first listen today. Now for your second listen, make sure you tune in to Game to Game NHL. Every moment, every top performance, every result, Locked On Game to Game covers every game across the NHL with local analysis that only Locked On can deliver. Follow Game to Game on Locked On NHL, available on the Audacity app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Alrighty, let's head south to California for our Bakersfield Condors report. Oh, doesn't that sound like the dream right now, heading down south to California? Anyway, sorry, I'm caught daydreaming here. As the Bakersfield Condors got their season started over the weekend, the AHL started over this weekend as well. Two games for the Condors on Saturday and Sunday. Let's start off on the Saturday game as they played the Abbotsford Canucks. A close game there for the Condors as they started off their season. They did get off to a quick 2-0 lead for early in that game. Michael Kesselring scoring the first goal of the season for the Bakersfield Condors, assisted from Luke Esposito, and Dino Kambites getting the other assist. And then Dino Kambites as well getting the second goal of the game for the Condors, assist from Seth Griffith and Yanni Caldas. However, they would go and blow that 2-0 lead and would go on to lose in overtime to the Abbotsford Canucks 3-2, the final score there. Calvin Pickard starting in goal, starting in the season opener for the Condors. 34 of 37, save 34 of 37 shots for the Condors there. Nice, decent result. Got a point out of it. Their first game of the season. Not fantastic that they blew the lead. Kind of the flip-flop of the Oilers. They score first, where the Oilers allow the first goal. They give up the lead. The Oilers come back. But a 3-2 final and 3-2 overtime loss in their first game of the season against the Abbotsford Canucks on October 15th. Then the following day, yesterday, Sunday, October 16th, a big 3-2 win against the Ontario Reign, the Los Angeles Kings affiliate. Phil Kemp getting the first goal for the Condors in that game. The assist from Klim Kostin, his first point as a Bakersfield Condor, and James Hamblin getting the secondary assist there. Then James Hamblin would then score the second goal for the Condors, making it 2-1 at the time, or 2-0, excuse me, at the time for the Condors. Seth Griffith and Yanni Caldas getting the assist there. Then it was a 2-1 game as Samuel Fagimo gets an assist from, or gets a goal, excuse me, from Elias Andersson and TJ Tynan. Some fantastic names there. TJ Tynan, I forgot about that guy, genuinely. And then you want to talk about fantastic names. Dove McFalls, that is the full last name, a hyphenated last name for the Bakersfield Condors down there. Kind of caused a little bit of a stir on Oilers Twitter there. Yes, Dove McFalls scoring the game-winning goal for the Bakersfield Condors. Tyler Tulio getting his first professional point as he gets the primary assist on that goal. And Markus Niemelainen with the secondary assist on the game-winning goal for the Bakersfield Condors as they would go on to win 3-2 in regulation against Ontario. Olivier Rodrigue getting the start for the Condors in that game. He went 20 of 22, saved 20 shots of 22 against. Their next game, comes on Wednesday, October 19th, where they go up against the Vegas Golden Knights affiliate, the Henderson Silver Knights. Yes, and no, their ECHL affiliate isn't the Bronze Knights. No, the Henderson Silver Knights and the Bakersfield Condors go up against each other on October 19th. That is Wednesday, 7 p.m. local time, 8 p.m. here. Not sure if you are subscribed to AHL TV, but that's where it will be there. There's a lot of very exciting players. There are very exciting players down in Bakersfield this year. Interesting to see how many of them progress. Klim Kostin being one of them. Obviously, Niemelainen getting the secondary assist on the game winner in their last game as well. We shall see him up with the big club. Broberg's down there. Phil Kemp, and Kesselring as well down there. Couple of guys who we will probably see at some point, either this year or next year for the Oilers, and Philp, Hamblin, Luke Esposito, a whole bunch of guys that very important to keep an eye on for this season. But once again, the Edmonton Oilers have the bigger battle right now, as let's just focus on scoring the first goal tomorrow against the Buffalo Sabres. Once again, the Sabres are in town on Tuesday against the Oilers for the third game of the season. We shall see how that one goes. Either way, I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen today. Now for your second listen after as well this, make sure you tune in to Locked On Fantasy Hockey, where Steel Roden and Flip Livingstone bring you the fantasy edge and keep you ahead of the competition with daily updates of news, analysis, and advice Monday through Friday. Available on YouTube, Audacity, and wherever you find Audacity. I've been saying Audacity this whole time. It's Odyssey, not Audacity. Audacity is where you record stuff. Odyssey, not Audacity. And wherever you find your podcast. Excuse me. It's a Monday. I hope you have a wonderful Monday, a wonderful week ahead. We have more Oilers hockey. A big bounce back game tomorrow night against the Sabres, from that tough battle of Alberta. But we put it behind us. Let's call it a day. Stay safe and play La Bamba, baby.